Avoid authoritarians. Our planet is inflicted with a number of deceitful and violent cults. We call these cults governments. These government cults openly promote secrecy, fraud, and violence as a method of social discourse. If you challenge the government cults, they are likely to harass you, beat you up, kidnap you, or even murder you. Of course, their bark is way, way worse than their bites. There aren't enough atoms in the universe to actually enforce all the so-called laws these government cults have passed. The mental disease that allows this ridiculous situation to continue is called authoritarianism. People suffering from the authoritarian condition tend to worship the authoritarian leaders of the government cults. The authoritarians are opposed by the libertarians. Libertarians favor an egalitarian society. Libertarians believe the initiation of force or fraud is counterproductive and stupid. Libertarians believe a person should be able to say no to anyone at any time. The authoritarians believe they should be able to initiate force or fraud against anyone at any time. They say they are limited by various constraints, such as laws, constitutions, and the like. But of course, these constraints are emphasized in statist propaganda and widely ignored in practice. Libertarians mostly want to avoid authoritarians. Authoritarians want to initiate force and fraud against libertarians, which is why libertarians want to avoid authoritarians. Avoiding authoritarians is not as simple as it might seem. Authoritarians have become very adept at dressing up authoritarian ideas in libertarian clothing. The U.S. Constitution is the quintessential example of this technique. The preamble to the Constitution reads, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." That's what they said was going to happen. What did happen? The IRS, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the DMV, the NSA, and many other bureaucracies are consuming our wealth and our time in greater and greater quantities in order to harass us about a seemingly endless parade of legalistic details. What did happen? The government lies to us on a daily or hourly basis. But lying to the government is a crime. What did happen? We bear the burden of the largest defense budget in the world. What did happen? We have a cruel and unusual prison system that houses a vast population of state-owned slaves. If the Founding Fathers had confessed to their real plan, they would have never gotten the Constitution ratified. If they had said their real plan was to secure the income stream from state-operated armed taxation to themselves and their posterity, if they'd been honest and said that, the people would have rejected their Constitution, the rigged elections, and all the rest of the deceitful and violent package we call our government. Now we're finding out that a system based on hypocrisy and violence is not politically stable over the long term. When one group of people is given the right to initiate force and fraud against another group of people, it eventually leads to social chaos and civil war. If we could separate authoritarians and libertarians, what would that look like? I guess the authoritarians would lie to each other, steal from each other, and murder each other. The libertarians would lead a peaceful and prosperous life. What's not to like? If you want a world that's friendly to libertarians, have as little to do with authoritarians as possible. If you have authoritarian tendencies, you should think deeply before choosing a life of crime. When a game is not fair, the game is also not stable. If fair and honest feedback is not able to freely circulate into society, that society will not be able to compete with more honest societies. The information the authoritarians distort and suppress is vital to the correct functioning of the social order. To avoid authoritarians and to avoid the disastrous consequences of their rude and moronic behavior, to avoid all that, avoid participating in unfair games. Examine the social contracts in your life and try to make them fair for everyone, including yourself. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.